All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Art of Channeling Collective. This is meeting number 9 for this year. And welcome to everyone who's here live, as well as, of course, and as always, those of you who are going to be watching the replay. Just glad you're here participating and doing whatever is that the High Council of Orion is going to bring forward. It was interesting today because I was talking to them and there was nothing really solidly landing about what they wanted to talk about today until literally like moments before, not moments before, but just a little while ago. So, and it was kind of toggling between a few things, but I finally got their message, or I finally slowed down long enough to receive it. I never know how that goes. But anyway, here we are. I think next time, just to let everyone know what we're going to do next time is, I think it was it in August where we had more of a forum and like ask the High Council of Orion, whatever you want kind of idea. Remember when we had that? That's what I'm pretty sure what we're going to do next time, because that was part of what was up for as a potential for tonight. So we'll do that just to kind of round out the year with our final meeting with the High Council of Orion of the year, which, just to let everyone know, will be on December 20th. So I know that, you know, that's just 5 days before Christmas. So if you celebrate Christmas, it might not be a great time for you if you're traveling or if you have family come in. But that's what we'll be doing on December 20th when we meet again for our final group meeting for the year. I'm really looking forward to hearing, because they're also going to share a message, just like Ishtar has been doing, and she's been talking to me about. Both of them have their own flavor of, you know, what to reflect on and what to anticipate or move towards for the coming year. And I'm really looking forward to bringing that out for all of us. And so that's going to be the focus of next time. But let's just begin, as we always do, with any kind of sharing or celebration or question that you might have, and then we'll go from there. So does anyone have anything? Mireille, please go ahead.
Yes, last week, one of my clients, she asked for 30 minutes of Reiki and 30 minutes of channeling. So it was the first time somebody made a request like that. So I was thinking about how I'm going to do that. And so I decided to incorporate both. So I started with 15 minutes of Reiki. And with the information I got, so she asked questions during the 1 hour, the more than half an hour for channeling, and ended up with 15 minutes of mediumship. So it was kind of interesting. But yeah, because during the practice, sometimes when I work with somebody, the Reiki will start without me asking for it. So I decided for as a request, you know, so it was an interesting experience. So to mix everything. So she was really happy about the session.
That's excellent. And how did you feel doing all those different things in one smaller time frame of an hour? That's a lot to do if you're doing
I was exhausted. Because I didn't really expect, because when I do Reiki, I'm not exhausted. I got energy, but it was all different energy at the same time. So it was interesting. And for her, you know, it was more than she expected. She told me it seems she the session remove from her shoulders, you know, 50 pounds of guilt, 50 pounds of... So she was really happy and impressed about the session. So that was interesting.
Beautiful.
And a lesson learned from me.
And what?
Lesson learned from me, of course, because it was the first time, you know, I was doing something like that. But I said to myself, that's interesting for the person because, you know, at the same time when they ask questions and sometimes they can be really emotional and with the Reiki. So it's good for them. You know, it's a great help.
Yeah, no, I think it's wonderful and I'm sure it is. And I just know from my own experience, which is why I asked you, and I think this is beneficial for everyone to hear, is that sometimes doing a lot of those things, my experience in one session when you're stacking different things, they're very different. Each one is a very different energy that you're channeling, whether it's Reiki, whether it's channeling whomever you're channeling, plus the mediumship. It can feel, I'm not trying to put this as a thought form as it needs to be a reality, but it's kind of a lot of energetic whiplash as far as I'm concerned. It's like they're very different energies. If you just do one at a time, it's easier to hold steady in that energy versus changing it up so many times in one session. So I was wondering how that felt to you. And I don't know how you, I mean, obviously your client felt like they had a great experience. And I guess you're left with is like, do I want to offer it that way moving forward? You know, so you're doing so many things in one session.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, because it brings healing at a deeper level.
Yeah. So you would continue to do it. Even if you felt exhausted.
But I won't do three sessions per day. It will be one or two maximum, that kind of session, you know.
Yeah.
It will be less than usual because it takes, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah. And from a business perspective, I'm going to ask this and you don't have to answer this because I say this also because I know some people have a business mind around this. Is would you charge the same amount for that session when you're doing three different things versus doing one?
No.
Yeah. I think that's fair, personally.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, and I'm not asking to be nosy. I just think, you know, here we are in this group, and I think it's just interesting to see what decisions we're all making. I know I wouldn't. If I was offering multiple things in the same time period, it's a specialer type of experience and that should be reflected and it takes more from you. So it should be reflected in the cost of the session, personally speaking. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Great way to kick off the sharing too. All right. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share about what's been going on with channeling or any questions, concerns, celebrations? Let's see. Pamela, please go ahead.
Hey, I think my phone is really fuzzy or it's the background. I'm sorry. concerns are I'm very involved with learning silence and presence and connecting with Gaia. And I'm concerned because I don't practice channeling. I don't have a way to practice channeling. And I was even asking myself last night, do I go to channeling? And it's like, yes, because I love the Council of Orion and I love this, but I don't have an avenue to practice. So I don't know if what to do because I am very involved all the way out and through February in classes. So I don't quite know what to do, But I remember when I said, well, I don't know. And you said, Pamela, don't discount yourself in the channeling. So I'm open to say, I will not discount myself. I showed up tonight despite everything that's going on. But I don't want to let people down. I either in their expectations, I will just be who I am, and that's all I can be, and the gifts that come through me.
You mean when we go to breakout rooms? Oh, okay. Well, number one is I think the key for all of this is always following what our inner guidance is, and are we doing the right thing in the right place at the right time? So if channeling still feels like a yes for you, but you have other commitments in your life that are distracting you from practicing or, keeping you from doing all you'd want to do, it doesn't mean that it's a permanent state of affairs if the desire is still there to do it. I think we have to allow for times in our lives where we're doing more of one thing and less of something else. I think that we can all relate to that, can't we? Where certain practices that we have, we may be really gung-ho on them for a while, then they go to the back burner because other things are coming forward. Or even there are also times where I think it's really important. I think this is something we don't talk about often, is I think it's come up in the channeling though, is like it's okay to have times of integration also. And I'm going off a little bit on what you said there, Pamela, but the idea of like, we don't have to be going great guns with everything all the time. So I can understand your concern about wanting to show up and not feel like you don't have something to contribute when we go to the breakout rooms. But I feel like if you feel like you're here for the right reasons, I think, we have an incredible group of people, and I think everyone understands that, and we're all just really kind and positive with each other. So I would say just do your best. And anytime you're here practicing, connecting with the High Council of Orion is going to be helpful for you, no matter what you're doing, in my opinion. The messages they share, they do have application in my mind outside of just what we're doing here in the channeling group.
Okay, because this is a
But
huge growth for me. Thank you. Thank you.
thank you. And thanks for showing up. And thanks for also sharing in that vulnerable way that, hey, I've got a lot going on and I'm not practicing as much as I could. You can also reach out to anyone in the group and just say, hey, is there anyone here who would like to practice? I don't know that, have we done this? Maybe I need to do this is, let me write a note about this. Maybe I'll send an email out to everyone. You know what the trouble is? I never get responses from people. That was a negative thing I just said, but it's the truth.
No, it's I will let you know right now that Kevin and Candace and there were some previous people that were very active as far as communication. We all were communicating as far as getting groups together initially. So I want to give that credit out for the communications. That's I'll just stop
Yeah.
there.
Well, and I know that like there's some people who aren't here right now. They have other things going on in their lives. And like oh man. Oh, it'll come to me. But just, like somebody's traveling. Like I get messages from people that like, hey, I'm not coming for this. Someone's not well tonight. It's okay. Sometimes people have work or they're taking another class. So I expect people to show up and not show up. Like our core group is still the same, but we're just not seeing as many people right now. So you can always reach out to each other and just see if you want to do it, if it works out for everyone. Even practicing once every couple of weeks, I don't personally believe it has to be every week if that feels like it's too much for people. But I also highly encourage just your, and this may or may not work for you, Pamela. I mean, just for all of us to just let us not forget that we can channel by ourselves also. And if anyone wants me to review like the way I feel are good ways to practice channeling on your own, I'm happy to do that. I think I've shared it before, but if we want to go through that again, because it is a little different. It's even different for me to channel on my own. Partly because I feel like I'm always talking to the High Council of Orion as well as Ishtara, but I also, it's just, it's different for me than if I'm doing it for someone else, like in a session or doing it in the groups like we have, just the energy is different. So I know that, but we can still cultivate a really strong personal connection. So the channeling feels meaningful. Yeah. Well, thank you, Pamela, for sharing that. Anyone else want to share? Or ask or celebrate? Welcome, Andrea. Shala, please go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I'll go through periods where I channel every night, and I'm just writing it down. You know, that seems to be a really good way for me to do it. Somehow that action gets me out of my head. So most of my channeling is by myself, and I just write it down. And it's really fun to go back later, too. And I'm always surprised. I'm like, well, that wasn't me. That was way too profound. You know, so it's kind of cool to just take down a message and step away for a bit and then come back, you know, the next day or whatever. And certainly I get a lot of practice that way. The other thing I wanted to say, I had a really interesting experience this summer and I still haven't shared. It was kind of bizarre, but cool. I stopped to visit with a friend. We were kind of catching up a little bit. And she asked what I was up to. She's the kind of person that, you know, you could just say, well, I'm, you know, playing with mediumship now and I'm doing that. And she just looked at me and she got really quiet and didn't say anything for a very long period. Finally, she says, well, I had a dream last night. And she went on to describe this dream about a friend of mine. A friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours that had crossed over. He had died last winter. And she said, and I was there, he was in this tent and, you know, he was gone. He wasn't in his body. And I was in there talking to him. And then all of a sudden you showed up and you went into the tent and you sat down and you talked to him. And I just thought it was such a, because she had no idea I was doing mediumship, you know, nothing. She knew nothing about that. And she said, and I couldn't figure out what you were doing in that dream. I didn't know why you were there. And she said, now I know.
Right.
So wow. One of those kind of wild, fun, weird stories. It's just kind of, it felt affirmative, you know, because I think we all have our moments. It's like, wow, should I be doing this? Should I be sticking my neck out like this? And so it was a nice affirmation for me of, yeah, there's somebody else out there that thinks I should be doing that. So.
Yeah, I love that too, because if that dream was literally the night before you saw your friend, it's
literally
just like too many coincidences, if you will. It's a great confirmation all the way around, isn't it?
Yeah, literally. And I hadn't seen her for since last, you know, like it had been 6 months. So it was just a kind of random drop in. And yeah, it was fun.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks. All right. Pamela, I see your hands up again.
You've got my hand up, but I can't seem to get to me. I don't know what you're seeing or anything because I've got a blank screen. I just wanted to say channeling is a huge part of me. It happens all the time. I'm just getting more clarity and I'm really grateful for the reception and for the reassurance that I'm getting. I just want everyone else also to be reassured that I'm not just showing up just to take up room. It's because it is a huge part of me, and I'm just really grateful to be part of this group.
Well, thank you for that. We're glad you're here too. Shali, your question in the chat was, Holly, you resend the email us. I could resend and email us. The thing is, if I send it, I really need to make sure everyone says yes, because there are people who are part of this who we don't normally see. And so if I send an email, this is my conundrum. If I send an email out and I say, is it okay to send your email out and send it out to the group? Some people open emails and a lot of people don't, or it ends up somewhere and I don't hear from them. And it just creates this issue of like, I don't know if people, did they see it? They're not even saying yes or no. So that's the part that gets a little sticky for me. And then if somebody afterwards wants to, and then I have to resend it out again, it just gets complicated really quickly. If you are here live tonight, just if you don't mind having your name and email sent to everyone else in the group, just put a yes, you know, say yes to the email list in the chat. And then at least I know the people who are here live are okay with that. So that would be great. And then you can reach out to people and, you know, get together with them, whether it's one-on-one or a little group or anything like that. All right. Thank you for those of you who are chiming in on that. All right. I'm not seeing any more hands up right now. So what I'm going to do is just our initial channeling from the High Council of Orion, and we'll see what they want to want to share. Greetings, dear ones. We are the High Council of Orion. Our time is moving more quickly now, and it's actually not the time is moving quickly, but the perception of time is moving quickly, which is why some of you may do things and you feel like, oh, it's been so long since I've done this. And it actually may not have been that long, but it's because so many things are happening in between. Life is very full for many people these days, and it's okay. The first thing we want to share about is the energy with which you would like to be creating your future is what we would say. In contrast to what it has been like before in the past, even starting from this moment, because this is this moment and anything before that was in the past, whether it was 20 years ago or whether it was 5 minutes ago or 5 seconds ago, it's all not now. And so your most creative moment in your life is this current one right now. It's not even what you're dreaming about in the future, but every moment that you are in your present moment is your most creative moment of your life. And you could say, oh, no, that couldn't be true, High Council of Orion, because 10 years ago, I was doing all this art, or I was doing all these things, and I was writing a book, or I was... And that was a very creative moment. It was. Yes, you might have been creating in those moments. And so it was a creative moment. But when one is in creation, you are creating, you are changing, you are birthing. So if you begin to consider yourself from the point that this moment is my most creative moment, and what is it that I'm creating in this moment? You can begin to notice what you're thinking and what you're feeling and how you're acting and what you're expecting. So let's say that again. In this moment, if you're in your most creative, you want to become aware of what are you thinking, what are you feeling, how are you acting, and how are you expecting? And every one of those are components of what you are creating, which what you create is what you experience. What you create is what you experience. So this is not to take anything away that if you're having a moment where you're upset or angry or frustrated or feeling dejected or anything like that, please don't take this that you're creating the wrong thing. But when you're in a positive mindset or even a neutral mindset, you can be able to say, what am I creating? What am I thinking, feeling, expecting? All of that, because that is what I will experience. Whether you're experiencing it 3 minutes from now or 30 years from now, it will be part of your experience. So part of it for you is, what is it that I would like to be experiencing? Because so much energy of humanity is spent trying to clean up the messes of the past. Does that make sense? Again, what are you trying to take care of that is from the moment you're not in or meaning, again, whether something happened a day ago or 10 years ago or 40 years ago, are you working to still play with those energies, or would you like to feel that you can create anew? And part of it is when so much energy is focused on what has already happened, the focus isn't in a place of choice about what you would like to create for moving forward. What would you like to experience? Again, this is being said because so much is energy is tied up in what you're cleaning up from the past. Oftentimes you're not even thinking, well, what would I like to be experiencing? What would I like to be manifesting? What would I like to be saying that I've accomplished or that I've embodied or that I have become? We would encourage you to spend at least 50% of your healing or personal transformation time being in this present moment and saying, what would I like to create? And if you say to yourself, I'd like to create some happy, loving relationships. I'd like to create fulfillment in my work life. I'd like to feel healthy in my body. I'd like to feel comfortable where I'm living. I'd like to feel happy about my money. I'd like to feel optimistic about my future. No matter what it is that you're feeling, open up to what it is that you would like to choose to experience. Spend at least 50% of your healing time choosing the experience that you'd like to have instead of resolving the things that aren't here in your present moment anymore. And so if you say to yourself, well, I have to resolve these things from the past, then you could say, what am I resolving there? What am I feeling held back by? What is the problem that seems to be in my current moment that I need to go back to the past and work with that? From that place of you saying, well, my life isn't what I'd like it to be because of this, it's you can still say, well, what would I like to be experiencing? And receive the guidance. Receive the guidance on how you can be moving towards it, energetically aligned with that which you are desiring or anticipating, expecting, or just feeling like you want the experience of. It is absolutely possible to move in the direction of that which you feel you desire. You don't have to necessarily think it's all that satisfying when you get there. You might say, well, that was a stepping stone to my next desire, which of course it will be. But the idea is spend at least 50% of your time feeling that I'm creating right now. What is it that I would like to create? If I anticipate that I'd like to have an experience of being happy in the future, just naturally content, then what you can do is begin activating the energy of feeling content or happy right where you are right now, without necessarily needing to resolve everything in the past, because that's almost like a habituated pattern of needing to always heal from the past. And that's what the expectation is. I have to keep healing from the past, but we're trying to let that go so that you can move forward into the future just far more easily, far more easily. Because it's a thought form and a belief in the collective that says you must heal in order to move forward. We would say you have to be clear and then you can move forward. Be clear and move forward. And so if you say, I'd like to be happy and content in my future, then look for happy and content right now, right where you are, no matter what's going on around you. What is evidence of happy and content? And when you're channeling, whoever you're channeling, whatever source, whatever energetic frequency you're channeling, ask for an infusion of that energy of happiness and contentment, because they're all in a more unified field and they have easier access, if you will, to those frequencies to help you embody them and experience them. And you can even ask for the guidance on things that you could do, the way you think, the way you feel, ways that would allow you to more easily connect with those energies of happiness and contentment. And you could substitute the idea of happiness and contentment with anything else that you like, anything. So you could say feeling financially secure. You could feel that you feel strong and healthy in your body. You could, no matter what it is, you could have wonderful, loving, kind, positive relationships with other human beings. You could feel that you're on track and on purpose and fulfilling that soul level mission in your life. Whatever it is, that this is your most potent creative moment. So go for it in this moment to say, in this moment, this is what I'd like to be creating more of, and ask for that guidance, ask for the support, ask for the breadcrumbs, if you will, with the assumption that it's all available to you and it's all discoverable and you can anchor all of it into your reality right now. Now, the reason this is coming forward is, number one, this can support each and every one of you. And for those of you working with others in a channeled capacity, this is also something that you can help others with as well. You can let people know that through your channeled guidance that comes through you, that you can support them in creating that now moment and the energies that help move them towards their future of that's their desires, their heart is calling forward for them. Whether it's the next step on their way or that's their end point, it really doesn't matter. It gets people moving in a very positive, forward way, in a very optimistic way, when you begin supporting other people in this positive forward movement for themselves. The future of healing will be about the idea that truly the past is the past, and truly you can recreate your experience right in this moment. If you feel that right now I have the ability to pivot, to change, to grow, to expand literally on a dime, if you can recognize and honor the gifts of what came before, the gifts of what came before. So you could talk about difficult things, you could talk about hard things, you could talk about traumas, you could talk about insufficiencies with other people. But if they're not active in your current moment, you could, and this isn't going to necessarily be easy for everyone, but you could say thank you to all of those things, all of those people, all of those experiences. Thank you to yourself for the way you've grown and bringing your, and as you thank that, then you're not needing to resolve all of it. You can say, I can be here right now, and I can be in my most creative moment. I can choose to create the reality that I want. And so now allow yourself to think about it, to dream about it, to know it can happen, and let yourself move toward it beginning now, from right now. We'll let this idea sit in the field. We know that it's a big idea. We know that it's a different idea. And yet it's one that can really support you in moving towards and truly experiencing and not feeling like you're waiting and hoping that these things will happen. Because very often one says, I have a mountain of evidence of what's happened before. All I know is I have a desire, but I don't know if it will actually ever come to fruition. When you're waiting, it's hard for it to come to fruition. So let's move into action. Let's create new paradigms of what's possible for you, feeling like this is my most creative moment, and what would I like to create, and what's the experience I'd like to have. So again, we'll end this transmission now with this idea, to allowing it to sift through you, knowing that you can receive the support and the guidance from those who you channel in supporting you in bringing these frequencies and the knowledge and the information in that helps you move forward that way. Be blessed. We are the High Council of Orion. All right. Any thoughts or reflections on that? Shala, yes.
It's such a wonderful affirmation. I just did a session actually with a woman who is a healer I work with, have worked with for 20 years. And this very precise thing is what she helped launch me in my trajectory in that direction last night. It was really huge. Wow. Momentum and a shift. So it's I'm so grateful. It's just a wonderful confirmation that yes, keep going. You're on it. It's so great.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Interesting that came through last night or yesterday.
Yep, just last night. About this time.
That's great. Anyone else? Mireille, yes, please go ahead, Mireille, and then Andrea.
Yes, it's very interesting. Every day I do a meditation about the annealing meditation, so I feel heal right now. But I didn't try to create my future now, so I think I will add that to my list. So it's very interesting. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah. I think it's common for us, and I think it's part of what how we've really consciously or unconsciously been trained to just heal, heal, heal. And we're waiting for something, but not really. We're waiting for some moment where it's all going to be what we want it to be, and not even recognizing that we can start to create it now. We don't need to wait. So awesome. Thank you. And Andrea, please go ahead.
Yeah, I was noticing that what came was if things could be different, how would that be? Or what would that be? And it really, it opens up a wide playing field to fill in the blank. It's a big field.
And, it is a big field, isn't it? And
yeah.
It's a point where we can open up to our creativity, right? Like they were saying.
Yeah. And I really like the idea of leaving the past in the past and moving forward. It's really great.
Yeah, I think it's great too. I think from our human perspective, that's a big ask, right? How many of you can feel that? Like, that's a really big ask to say, let me leave the past in the past. And the energy I feel is not that we're trying to bypass our way out of anything that hurt or created angst or upset for us or constriction, trauma, whatever it might be. I mean, we've all had that, right? It comes with the human condition. But I think part of it, I want to try and say this the right way. Part of it is we've been conditioned to think we can't be who we came to be because of these things. And so we're always wanting them not to have happened. And I think part of the energy that at least I was feeling with them. So the past, when I'm channeling, shows up here. This is my left side. And the future is always feels like it's on my right side whenever I'm channeling. But the past is like, the past really has been the raw material of who we are right now. Right? It really has. I know for me, the stuff I've experienced starting at the time I was very little, sure, was there pain involved? Yep. Did it set some major patterns in place for me that I'm still working on now? Absolutely. But is it the raw material that part of what brought me on a spiritual journey before I was even a teenager? Sure did. So looking at it through that lens, it's the raw material that's created me to be who I am. And I can only focus on the hard parts, but I can also, I think this is what they're talking about. I can also say, well, that's the raw material that also made me who I am today. The good stuff about me as well. The parts of my me who I'm happy with and that I'm satisfied with and that I'm living my mission right now because of these things. And so a lot of it is how, I'm not saying I've got this yet, by the way. I'm not saying I've got this, but like, what if it gets reframed? It's like, oh yeah, that's what formed me. And I can say, okay, that was then. And now who do I still want to keep creating? Because we've created ourselves out of those experiences also, right? All the good stuff of who we are, the way we've kept striving, the way we've kept doing all that, we are who we are because of that also. So that what you're saying, Andrea, it's a delicate balance, right? Between just letting it be in the past and what we need to address, or can we really have faith that we can still become who we want to be, or that's in our desires?
Yeah. The other thing that's interesting, I just realized that there's this underlying idea that I need to fix it somehow, which I cannot do. And then I don't really want to change things in the past because I wouldn't be who I am today.
Right. So I think even thinking about that, do I really want to, like, if there's nothing to fix, if I can be grateful for who I am because of those things, then that really brings us more into the present and say, now, who do I want to become? Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carol, I saw your hand up.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of on the same train with Andrea in that, you know, I'm tired of beating all those dead horses of my past, all my old wounds, been there, done that. And I, you know, I'm ready to move on. So this is like, okay, thank you. You've helped create who I am today. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm, you know, that's a big step in itself to say, thank you. You know, those, as you said, those experiences are the raw material of who we help create us, and, you know, have created some positive challenges along the way. But I'm ready to say, okay, lessons learned, at least at this stage of the game, and I'm ready to look at something new and positive, and even just say, okay, instead of expecting negative, I'm going to expect positive. And when I do that, simple little reframing, you know, it really, things just kind of pop into place. And instead of thinking, oh, well, this isn't going to happen for a while, and blah, blah, blah. And I just said, no, it can happen right now as long as I act on it. And then bam, it's like that, like perfect.
Right.
Just taking the steps and expecting positive response. So, but I also listen, you know, it's like I've been listening more to the spontaneous channelings that I get about, go ahead and do it. You know, it's like the encouragement from my guides to go for it, or they will explain something. They'll just say blank, 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 you know, do it this way. And trying it and just feeling how the energy flows so much more than I ever expected.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And the channeling can happen in the moment. Right. Doesn't always have to be when we just sit down. And
it, actually, the more profound things happen in the moment. You know, I mean, there's good stuff that comes if I sat down and consciously channeled for myself. But also, I'm so surprised at stuff that happens. And I'm finding, because I have to go up to Carlsbad, and depending on the time of day that I have to travel, I've been finding myself turning off my radio or my music and just kind of being peaceful and calm and kind of just in the moment and just kind of say, okay, if there's anything you want to bring forward for me, I'm open. And stuff comes in that's really surprising.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And stuff that especially stuff that's been coming in is really helping to calm me down and just say, there's so much positive there. It's just allow it to be. Don't hang on to the negative or the worry. Just let the positive flow through.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for sharing all that, Carol. That's wonderful. Oops. All right. Any other thoughts on anything around that? Because if not, we're going to go to a little break. Didn't forget this time. A little break, and then we'll come back and I'll share with you what you're going to do in your breakout rooms and then go into the breakout rooms for you to practice.
Can I share first?
Sure. Candace.
Hi. Yeah, I really love the message today. And I feel like I was living more in that energy a while back of really creating my life actively in the moment. And then something happened these past few months and I was like, totally got so disempowered. And I think what was happening, I think I was just meeting a part of myself that hadn't been resolved, or like it was just so deep and it was so dark that like I couldn't, like it was like I couldn't see the light through it. And so hearing this today, somehow I'm like, yeah, I can do this. So it's just really, really empowering of just moving through my day of I am well, I am happy, I am creative, I am doing this, I am moving forward. Like letting that be sort of like the transcript that's running all the time, and really realizing that I am literally creating my reality. And the thing I think that has really got me off guard, or like has thrown me off of that, is when I take other people's perspectives of me and let that into the mix rather than me just creating me. So that's what there is, I think, for me to really remember and just be really clear of, like, no, I'm creating me, and everyone else can have whatever perspective of me they want, but it just sort of like falls away. It's like going like the Red Sea parting. They're all that water and I'm just like, nope, I'm doing this. So right. That's where I'm at.
I'm excited. I have a question for you around that. Is it other people's perspective of you, or what you believe other people's perspective is?
Well, probably a combination. But like for me, the ability to say no would be their perspective, or like what they want for me is clear. Like they're saying, I want you to do this. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. And instead of faltering and trying to appease them or doing something that's not right for me because they want me to do it, I mean, that's very clear what they want. And I'm sure there is more of the other part too of what so I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, no, I'm just asking because very often we believe that we know what their perspective is, but we don't.
Mm-hmm.
We fill in the gaps. So, because the only way I'm going to know somebody's real perspective is if they actually say, my perspective on you is this.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes we're inferring it from what somebody says, or even we're projecting that onto them because they're, you know, people generally are acting from their own perception, not from, you know, just that people often are putting their perception or their perspective on us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's often what we're feeling is their projection. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's what I'm learning to just be like, okay, I get that that's how you see it. Yet I know that what I'm doing is really amazing. And I know that I'm making massive amounts of progress, even though somebody else might not see it. But I'm not, for me to not, like, that's the thing of this present moment that's coming up. It's like, no, I'm doing amazing. And like, I've moved through so much and I'm just like excited to move forward. And I'm gonna honor myself with all of that. And that's my cake that nice. I'm gonna eat. Is like really celebrating myself rather than maybe people who don't understand my current trajectory.
Right. Yeah, so, that's awesome. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's more that I'm not seeing from what you're saying of like,
no, but no, I think
it's probably more fluid than I realize. Like all I really need to be is like, no, I'm doing awesome. And they'll be like, okay. You know, it might not take much more than me just being like, no, I feel really good about what I'm doing and I'm excited about it.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yay.
Yeah.
And it's also okay. Like you said, I've kind of lost track of things over the last few months. Like, that's okay. We'll get back to it. You'll get back to it.
Yeah. So it feels really good, the message, to remember to just be on that constant creation in this moment.
Yeah, exactly. And feeling the choice.
The choice, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So Pamela, your hand was up and then down. Did you want to share something?
It's just an old theme I used to have with my girlfriend. I would always tell her, she lives in this place that I would have lived, this community. And it's, I say, what you think of me is none of my business. So I always will put that if I'm starting to get contracted, it's, oh, either what they think of me or what you think of me or whatever is none of my business. That's my theme. I don't know if that helps anybody, but it helped me. I needed it.
No, it does help, especially for those of us, especially who are empathic and sensitive. When we feel the things that are explicitly said, we also feel the things that may not be said. And it helps to create that space to give us permission to be who we are. Yeah. So that's great. Thanks. All right. So now let's take our break. Let's see. Let's do 10 minutes. So you have time to move around, get something to drink. And so we'll come back at 9 minutes after the hour. All right. See you soon. All right. Welcome back. Hope everyone had a chance to move around and refresh themselves a little bit. So as always, we're going to get ready to go into our breakout rooms. And, and you know, we've been doing this long enough that you can do whatever feels right. But the guidance from the High Council of Orion in terms of taking relative to what they shared today, if you wish to do it this way, is obviously one person's channeling, the other person's receiving, and whoever's receiving, take a minute, and you can all think about this while I'm talking about this. Share a bit about something you'd like to experience in your human experience. And so in my mind, this is about enhancing our human experience, not just saying, well, when I'm a light being again, I want to fly across the cosmos and feel completely unbounded. But the idea is, in my human experience, what's something that I've been waiting for or that I think I needed to heal my way towards, but I never really thought I could start manifesting it yet, whatever that yet might be. So when you get into the channeling mode, the person who's receiving, just share a little bit about what that would be. It could be something small. It could be something that's very close. It could be very realistic and grounded. And then ask whoever's channeling for you to receive any kind of message or energetic infusion. Remember, we had that time also where the High Council of Orion talked about how we can just receive the energy, but a message or an energetic experience that would support, there are two things here, support the release of any energies or anything in the past, any meaning beliefs or expectations from the past that are getting in the way of your desires and your dreams. And then to receive any kind of message or energy that supports in your embodiment of what you would like to receive or experience in your field of desires. So does that make sense? Do you want me to say that again? How many of you would like me to say that one more time? Okay. Okay. I see one hand up. Oh, so I'll just say that again. So when you get into your breakout rooms, one person's going to channel, one person's going to receive. Okay. So you can get into that mode and start, but whoever's receiving, share a little bit about one thing that you'd like to really experience in your human life that, again, you might have been thinking, well, I can't experience it until I release and heal the past. It could be that you realize you're just waiting for it in some future moment. You haven't actually thought you could experience it now. So just share a little bit about that. And then number one, after you do, ask whoever's channeling, whatever source that is, one thing, whether it's an energy or a piece of information that will help you release anything that's keeping you from experiencing that. And number two, a message or an energy that will help you experience or embody that now. Does that make, I'm just giving people pause to write that down. How many of you get that generally there? We good with that? Okay. And, you know, and if you're not feeling it, just go ahead and do what you want. Because I know we've talked about that before, where it might feel a little more free form. But that's the idea. The idea is for us to really be able to feel like we can begin to embody and experience what we're desiring and let ourselves desire it. Let ourselves feel that it's possible. Let ourselves feel that we're in our most creative moment right now. Okay. All right. So I'm going to do the breakout rooms again. And we need four breakout rooms. And I'm assigning automatically. Let's see what the gods of Zoom, how they pair you up. All right. Okay. That looks like I did it right. So you're going to have the full 30 minutes. So we'll start more or less at 15 after the hour. I'll bring everyone back at 45 minutes after the hour. I will put a message in there about halfway through and to just change it up if you haven't already. All right. Have fun, everyone, and I'll see you on the other side. Welcome back. You two are back right away.
Well, that was good. I mean, I had a big pie in the sky, you know, idea about what I might want. And then the more I talked to Kevin, I just thought, you know, I just want to go dancing.
That sounds like fun.
I want to learn how to swing dance again.
Great. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. So welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. So Andrea, do you just want to kind of start over? Andrea was sharing a bit about her experience.
Yeah, I was just saying I had this big kind of a big idea about what I thought I wanted that was really intangible, you know, not touchable. And so it finally came down to, I used to love to dance. And I would like to learn how to swing dance. I think that would be a lot of fun. Yeah, we did. My aunt used to do that. And I was just like, yeah, this would be really great.
And did you get some good channeling messages about that?
Kind of.
We gossiped.
We were mostly chatting.
Okay.
But he did come up with some good information, and I finally came down to the conclusion that I pretty much want somewhat the same thing that he wants, which is I want to be able to move my body well and feel well and just be joyful. It's just simple, you know? Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
I remarked to Andrea, some of the things I was holding forth about, I was actually uncovering the answers to my question based on what I was saying about what I wanted, because, you know, a really good question contains its own answer, right?
Yeah. And even just opening up to it allows us to connect with that. That's great. Yeah. Thank you. All right. So who else wants to share? How was that? What came through? Carol, I saw your hand up.
I was paired with Pamela, and really she brought forth some incredible information for me. And I think, you know, of course, thank you, Blessed High Council of Orion. You put us together for reasons. You know, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like her question involved, I kept getting the word sound. First it was music, then it was sound, and then it was vibration and changing. And it was kind of like, okay, this is sort of out of the blue, but I'm just going to go for it. And then we were able to share some information about some stuff that I was doing. And she was able to give me some more information about it that was like, okay, thank you. I mean, it was like using sound in such a healing way.
Great. Awesome. So. Thank you for sharing that.
She's actually being very humble. Carol's being very humble. She's sitting there saying how she got these various instruments, and she was having fun with the different vibrations and some of them represented chakras. And the next thing I know, I'm getting images of ripples, and I had ripples and how it actually transcended time, but it also rippled out to humanity. And it was just really beautiful. And I hope I did it justice in translating it, Carol, because it was fabulous.
Yeah. Yay. Great job. Great job, ladies. All right. Who else? Go ahead.
So Candace and I worked together. She did great. Some of her channeled pearls of wisdom were aligning to the new vision and allowing the new thoughts to take place, which were very good. So rather than keep thinking the old thoughts, you have to put the new thoughts into place if you want a new vision. So it was a really great reminder of that for me to do that. And she said, just relax and allow the new thoughts to download. Like once you're clear on your vision, just allow those new thoughts to download. And I thought those were awesome, awesome words.
Yeah.
So that was really good. Thank you, Candace.
Great. Thanks, Elizabeth, for sharing. Candace, please go ahead.
Yeah, it was really fun, I have to say. I think this is a topic that I really like to talk about. Or I know it is. And so I really enjoyed what I received. But I wanted to also just clarify, it was the vision creates the thoughts, not the other way around, was what. So like have the end goal, yeah, and then that those create the thoughts that then take you there, yeah. And so I got really great suggestion from Elizabeth, which is something that I've been thinking about, but it just really put it better, because I'm thinking about moving down to where the dolphins are. And
wow.
Yeah, I feel like I'm maybe complete where I've been living. And so with everything that's been unfolding, I feel like I've been just like, oh, I think I did it. Here, I am whole and complete. And so, yeah, so her suggestion was to go there and to really just meditate and feel like, what would it be like to live here? Like, is this, and then there's a second, and she said there might be another place nearby, and there is, there's another place with dolphins near, like an hour from the other place. I was like, oh, maybe that would even be good to be in that location. But really, I really want to be around them. And so to go there and to feel it and to ask and to allow, because she said, once I'm clear, it's going to happen instantaneously. And so that was really good confirmation, because to really step forward and really get my vision clear of what I want, and then allow that to take care of everything else. So
beautiful.
That was really helpful. And I've been receiving that message in other ways recently, so it was good to hear it again.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Awesome. Great job. Anyone else want to share? Yeah, Pamela, please go ahead.
I'll just say, what's interesting is that for years I've had some nice tuning forks, healing tuning forks, sitting in my bedstand, just thinking, what can I do? And Carol actually brought up that healing frequencies or something I might want to look into. So I
wow,
thought
nice.
That crossed my eye, my mind for a while, but I just wanted to bring that up, that it's interesting that something that you think about actually comes through as something that could be used. So thank you, Carol.
And also the parallel between Carol with her sound and you with your sound also. And you had that shared reading, both sound frequency thing too. Yeah, beautiful. Anyone else? Just scanning through the pictures here. All right, so we'll play with that in the coming month, and just know that you can not have to wait and really ask for what you need to move forward. And I'm going to be interested to play with this myself, but the idea that we can give ourselves permission to not feel like we're waiting and open up to what is it right now. And I feel like that's a big part of it, is like giving ourselves permission to just move towards what we wish to experience. And that's a big deal. It's a big deal. I view it as a big deal, because we've spent so much time waiting. So it'll be fun to see how that goes. And again, for those of you who are doing sessions with other people, you can allow that, from what the High Council of Orion said. Did they say that? But to inform how you're working with other people, and allow them the permission and the space to begin dreaming about what they want and how you can support them through your channeled work in moving towards that. So our next meeting is on December 20th, as I already mentioned. And I'm pretty sure, I mean, the High Council of Orion can change this, but I'm pretty sure we're going to have more of that open forum kind of thing that we did last August, and everyone enjoyed it and said they'd like to have it more. So it feels like a nice way to round out the year for us. So I'm saying that also because if there are things that you would like to just have that, you want to ask the High Council of Orion, it'll just be that. Let's have that be a time where you just get to ask what you want and get the support. And it can be around channeling. It could be around just anything in your own life. And I'm looking forward to that also. So if you're in the United States, happy Thanksgiving next week. And enjoy the holiday and however you're choosing to spend that time, whether it's with family, friends, on your own, however that is. And I will see you in December. All right. Bye, everyone. Love you all.